Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Oh, man, what the heck is going on with this topic tonight? Well, I'll tell you what. Don't fret. Dr. Alex Lloyd is in the house, and this is a topic that I would talk about or talk with very few people about. And it is my honor to be able to talk with Dr. Alex Lloyd, number one best-selling author of The Healing Code. You know, he's been on NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, and you know what? That doesn't even touch the people that he is working with worldwide. You know, he is also someone that has been out in the forefront about what healing really is. You know, he has been the subject of a PBS special about the healing codes and about the source of problems. That is tonight's topic. Now, here's the deal. This is not a show that's just about Dr. Lloyd, Dr. Alex, and the healing codes. It's about each and every one of us. That's why it's going to be so important for you all to check out the healing codes for yourself. At the end of this show, you are going to run, not walk, to the website dralexhealingcodes.com. Why? Because none of us want to live with problems. None of us want to talk about our problems. None of us want to even admit we have problems. And yet today I sit here thinking to myself, there are no mistakes in the universe. Of course, this is a topic we're going to talk about, your problems. Yep, they are energy patterns. Dr. Alex Lloyd of the Healing Codes. And get ready to fasten your seatbelt for this one, folks. Dr. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm always so excited to talk with you.
You know, so let's talk about this. Look, you have a PhD in psychology, and you are a doctor of naturopathic medicine. You're a best-selling author. You're a leading authority on the subject of energy medicine. You're the founder of the Healing Codes, and this is a self-administered technique for healing the source of all disease. And your commitment is to help educate people worldwide. But yet, we're taking on this topic right now about problems. I don't know of anyone, maybe you do, that will not come to the forefront and say, I have got problems. We probably make up maybe 99.9.9% of the people on the planet. So let's talk about problems, what they are, and how you've come to know them as energy patterns.
Yeah, sure. You know, one way to think about this, Dr. Pat, is you know, if you were to go to your, if you were having a pain somewhere that persisted and didn't go away, a lot of people who are listening, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them would eventually say, well, you know what, even if I'm not going to be treated by standard medicine, I'd at least like to know what's going on. So let me go in and let them run tests and see what the deal is here. And let's say, hypothetically, that they ran all their tests, their blood tests, CT, MRI, all that sort of thing, and they came in and the doctor looks at his shoes, you know, which is always the tip-off that bad news is coming, and says, you know, I'm so sorry to tell you, but you have blank, okay, and drops one of those labels on you, which I wish they wouldn't do, but they do.
They do.
Yeah, and then, and after, you know, after recovering a little bit, you ask the doctor, well, where did this come from? You know, how did I get this? Because I eat pretty good, and you know, I've got a twin who has lived the same life I have, and they're absolutely fine, or whatever your situation is. How did I get this? And the most common answer is, of course, we don't know.
Mm.
Okay? Now, if you press them, they might go on to say, well, stress and genetics, but how come you, how come not your twin who has the same genetics and has been in the same stress? We don't know. And I think that's one reason. You know, the last time we talked, Dr. Pat, we talked about the 60-minute special from
yes.
a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm still talking about that, by the way.
Yeah, where they interviewed Dr. Irving Kirsch, who basically said that all these medications don't work, and our solution needs to be to start prescribing placebos because that's basically the best we can do. Well, you know, if you think about it, maybe one of the reasons that's the best they can do is because they don't know where the problems come from. Okay?
Well,
maybe if they knew where the problems come from, they could do better than that. But it's no huge mystery. In 1905, a guy with crazy hair stepped up to his chalkboard at Princeton University and wrote on the board, E equals MC squared. And yes, of course, his name was Albert, one of the geniuses of all time. And what E equals MC squared really means, I didn't know what it meant for a long time, but what it really means on the in the equation, on one side is E, which stands for energy, and on the other side is everything else. Well, that's what it means. Everything boils down to energy. So, and of course, if you ask the doctor who just told you, we don't know where the problem comes from, if you ask that doctor, well, excuse me, sir, do you believe in E equals MC squared? Do you believe that Einstein may have had a point there? Do you believe that since 1905 we've done a gazillion clinical tests to confirm that E equals MC squared is true? Well, of course, the doctor would say, oh, yeah, of course, I believe in E equals MC squared. You'd have to be crazy not to believe in E equals MC squared. Okay, well, doesn't that equation, Mr. Doctor, mean that everything boils down to and comes from energy? Well, yeah, of course, that's what it means. Well, doesn't that mean that somehow, ultimately, my blank that you just labeled me with came from energy? Well, then they're going to sort of hem and haw. Well, you got a point there. But basically what he's saying is, yeah, you're right, but we don't know what to do with that. Okay? And if you want further proof, when you go in to have your CT scan and MRI, and the doctor comes out with his picture of your insides and points to a dark spot and says, okay, Alex, do you see that spot?
Right.
You know? Well, guess what? That didn't take a picture. It didn't take an internal picture. That's what most people think, but it's not true. The CT and the MRI, they scan for resonant frequencies, which means energy frequencies. And on the basis of those energy frequencies, it makes a picture of a black spot in that place. But it didn't take a picture. It found a destructive energy pattern there. And so that's how the doctor says, you got a problem here, but it's all on the basis of an energy pattern. And of course, we've been using CTs and MRIs for decades now, and they're totally accepted, you know, just like aspirin and vitamin C now. But what all of that proves is that your problem, and I don't care if it's depression or cancer or diabetes or ALS or poison ivy, your problem at its bottom line root source is an energy pattern. Now, that is great news. The reason that it's great news is because, you know, it's kind of daunting to think, okay, I've got this huge tumor, or I've got this problem with my brain chemicals, even though now they're saying that it's not really the brain chemicals after all that's responsible for depression. It's not that simple. But you know, some of these physical things can seem rather daunting, but when you realize that, and this is not just semantics, this is not painting a nice face on it, that the reality of the situation is that the source of your problem at its root is nothing more than energy patterns.
Right. Well, I got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question for you. And by the way, just for the record, everybody knows that depression stems from lack of chocolate.
My wife would agree with you on that one.
Oh, man, I have a friend that, you know, she classifies herself as seriously depressed, and, you know, and blames it on chocolate. But let's talk about Einstein, because you brought up Einstein. You know, let's talk about energy. He also makes the statement that matter and energy cannot be created or destroyed, but they can be converted from one to another. So let's play with that for a moment, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so it starts with an energy pattern, and then the energy pattern starts to manifest physically over time, and that's how you end up with a tumor, or you end up with depression, or diabetes, or whatever it is. But here's how I look at it. To me, you can break down anything into it's either light and love or fear and darkness. Okay? If you look at almost any physical problem you could name, including tumors and things in the brain and all that stuff, in a very real sense, the manifestation of that problem is an absence of light. The cells in a tumor are too close together. It's much more dense than it should be if it was healthy tissue. Oxygen can't get in the way it's supposed to. Light, energy can't get in the way it's supposed to. I've read many theses by physicists and medical doctors that and Dr. Bruce Lipton is one of those from Stanford Medical School, that if a cell has enough energy, which is light, energy is light is energy, if a cell has plenty of energy, it can't get sick, okay? So if there's enough light for a cell, it will never manifest a disease gene. You'll never get cancer or diabetes or any of these other things. The only way you can possibly get those is if there's not enough light/energy. Okay? Well, that's on the physical side. On the non-physical side, any problem you can ever have, I believe, and there's lots of research on this too, Dr. Bernie Siegel has done some of the very best, comes from a lack of love. If you have plenty of love in your life and you think loving thoughts and look at situations from a loving perspective and all that sort of thing, then you can't experience fear to the degree that you'll get sick. All right, the opposite of love is fear. The opposite of light, of course, is darkness. So you're either living in love and light or fear and darkness. And darkness, of course, is an absence of light. So when you have a cell that manifests a disease gene, there's an absence of energy or light there, or it could never happen. When you go into fight or flight, and the other name for that is the fear response, that cannot happen if you are in a state of love. So the bottom line is the energy patterns, but the way those manifest are either in light and love, which are flip sides of the same thing, or fear and falsehood. I'm sorry, fear and darkness.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really, I love the way we're breaking this down tonight, because here's the question that I asked myself after the last show you and I did. What have we got to lose to try something new? What have we got to do to try something that may not be so new, but, you know, in the healing codes, that provides a platform so that Einstein's theory, this idea of mass and energy, we actually can control and shift and change. I mean, isn't it so interesting, Dr. Alex, that we're really good at taking things from the outside world and playing them out in the outside world? But I think what you're talking about is, let's take some things from the outside world, if we believe energy is outside of ourselves, which it isn't, and let's try to bring it in to our life and try this exchange, right?
Right, and I completely agree with you, but I think we need both. I think
yeah.
I think we need a physical tool that can go down in my hard drive. I call
exactly.
it the human hard drive, and find those destructive energy patterns and neutralize those destructive energy patterns, so that I'm not going into fight or flight, so that my cells don't turn dark from a lack of oxygen and energy and all that sort of thing. But then once I've healed that underlying programming, my bad programming, which is basically memories that have fear, anger, sadness, low self-worth, unforgiveness, and 100 other things in them, then I need a game plan. I need okay, now that I've used my magic screwdriver, if you will, that's what
yeah.
I call the healing code sometimes. Now that I've, you know, gotten rid of my human hard drive viruses, I need to live in a healthy way. And it's amazing. I've done this many times, but I've had people who were, you know, suffering from terrible pain at the moment and said, okay, I want you to try just this one little thing, kind of as a demonstration of how you can change these things. Start loving your pain. Okay?
I love that. Let's stay with this. This is really important. I think that's worth saying again, Dr. Alex.
Well, let's say I had a client one time, and we were doing a demonstration at an event, and so they were up on stage. They'd volunteered. And I said, okay, what's bothering you? And he said, I've got this bad knee pain, you know, from arthritis and stuff like that. It's been going on a long time. I said, okay, well, when you think about the knee pain, what do you think? And he said, I wish this is awful. Why me? This will never go away. It's only going to get worse. And when it gets too bad, I'm going to be crippled. And okay, well, what are the feelings? Oh, it's fear and worry, constant worry and anxiety and all that sort of thing. And I said, okay, yeah, and actually, Dr. Pat, that's, you know, pretty typical of the average person with an issue like that. I mean, he wasn't about to jump out the window or anything, but, you know, those are the kind of things that he thought every single day regarding the knee pain. And I said, okay, well, has that been helping? You know, has that way that you have been consciously dealing with that problem been helping? Have you noticed it get better or worse? Oh, it's been getting consistently worse for years. Okay, so it's evidently not helping, right? Right. Okay. Well, from an energy perspective, that knee problem came from fear. Okay? Because the fear response, which is the other name for fight or flight or the HPA axis, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, which is what we call fight or flight,
mm-hmm.
that is what suppresses the immune system and keeps the body from healing all these things before they ever become problems, okay? That could never happen if the immune system was working the way it was supposed to. So his immune system had to be suppressed, and the thing that does that is fear. Now, anger is fear-based, sadness is fear-based. Low self-worth is fear-based. Almost any emotion you can name is fear-based. But so anyway, fear is where that knee problem came from originally. And so the way he's dealing with the knee problem is with more fear.
Mm.
Okay? So, of course, it's going to get worse. That's throwing gasoline on the fire, right? And so, anyway, he's standing up in front of this audience, you know, a few hundred people, I think. And I said, okay, I just want you to try this. I want you to, you know, your knee is a living thing. Every one of those cells in your knee is alive, right? Do you understand
right.
that? Yeah, yeah, I understand that, that a cell's alive. Okay, that's a pretty easy concept. Okay, well, how do you believe we should treat living things? Let's start with a child. If you had a 4 or 5-year-old child who was, you know, struggling with something, how would you treat them? Would you treat them kindly, or would you treat them with anger? Would you, if they were afraid, would you act toward them in fear, or would you act toward them with calm and compassion and, no, it's okay, you don't have to be afraid, we're going to take care of this, it's going to be all right, and I love you, and I care for you. And of course, he said, oh, yeah, that's the way I would act toward that child, with kindness and love and compassion. Okay? All right, great. Do you feel like we should act toward animals in kindness and compassion and love? And, oh, well, sure, of course. Okay? How about nature? Okay? Yeah, absolutely. So basically you're saying any living thing, we should act toward it with love and kindness and caring and compassion. Yes, absolutely. How are you acting towards your knee? In fear, in anger, in you know, well, does it surprise you then that it keeps getting worse and worse? How would the little girl be if you came toward her in fear when she's already in fear? Well, she would be more afraid, right? Of course she would. All right. So I just, and this was all part of the demonstration. I said, okay, this may seem silly, but I just want you to start treating for like 3 minutes your knee and your knee pain and your anxiety over your knee the way you would treat that little girl. Act toward it and say things that are loving, compassionate, kind, supportive, you know, that sort of thing. And so reluctantly, he started saying things like that, like, okay, knee. Okay, anxiety over my knee. Okay, swelling in my knee. Okay, arthritis in my knee. I accept you. I approve of you. I know that you are my body doing the best it can to deal with the circumstances that have been put to it. And eventually he even got to, I love you. Okay? And then I directed him to say, you know, thank you very much for all your help, and I love you and appreciate you, but you know what? You have my permission now to leave.
Mm.
I care about you. I love you. I thank you, but you know what? I'm okay without you. Swelling in the knee, arthritis in the knee, blah, 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 blah. I'm okay without you. So you have my permission to leave. Thank you so very much. I love you. I care about you. I accept you. I approve of you. Whatever. Well, to make a long, this has already been a long story, so I can't make it short. But after probably 3 minutes total of that, he had zero knee pain. Okay. And so I continued to keep in touch with him, and shortly, he had no more arthritis, no more, you know, whatever. Well, how in the world is that possible? I mean, and by the way, I've done this demonstration many, many times. It's possible because his problem at its root is nothing more than an energy pattern, and by doing that, he changed the energy pattern. Now, unfortunately, sometimes that's not all you need. So, yes, he started doing the codes in order to heal that underlying programming that he didn't even know about because it's in your inner subconscious. And that's what the healing codes do, is it finds those memories that are resonating that destructive frequency and neutralizes them. But that demonstration, Dr. Pat, works every time I've ever done it. And if you're listening, try it at home. Don't take my word for it. Try it at home. Think about your problem. Doesn't matter if it's physical or non-physical. And instead of being, see, when you're in fear over it, that fear goes to that thing. So if you're in fear over your tumor, that fear goes to your tumor. Well, that's where your tumor came from in the first place. All right? So if you have an option to pour love into that tumor or to pour fear and anger into that tumor, which do you think is going to help it more?
Well, this goes right back to our conversation that we had, and you know, when we talked about Einstein. You know,
right.
You know, the theory of itself, you know, when it talks about all matter, and I'm not a physicist, but you know, I think for the most part, many of us have really taken a look at this, especially, you know, because of our own personal spiritual journeys. I mean, you know, if all matter is essentially energy,
right.
You know, that goes on to talk about, you know, what else do we know about energy? And what we know about it is, of course, cannot be created or destroyed. But, you know, it changes in forms. It moves through forms. It moves out of form. It's constantly vibrating. These are the things we know, right? You know, it vibrates in waves. We call them frequencies.
That's right.
And, that, you know, the whole law of attraction business, and you know this, is based on this theory of vibration and frequency. So
right.
When you talk about having an individual shift from pain and fear and doubt and probably personal persecution, what did I do to deserve this, to love, that's a different vibration and frequency. And, you know, doesn't this theory in fact say that these energy waves are attracted to other energy waves of the same frequency?
Right. And a way I like to illustrate that, Dr. Pat, is if you go into a totally dark room, okay, so if you're listening, picture this. You go into a totally dark room, and so experience the darkness and what that feels like, and then you flip on the light switch, all right? Now, here's the question. When you flipped on the light switch, where did the dark go?
I think that's a great question. Let's hold that question for when we come back from break.
Okay.
You know, that is an interesting question. You know, for those of us that have spent quite a bit of time in the dark, you know, doing, you know, several different phases of our journey, you know, but it is an interesting question. And by the way, what do we think about where it goes? We're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. This is good stuff, folks. This is good stuff. Dr. Alex Lloyd joining me here today. The healing codes we are talking about are available to all of you. The book in itself is fabulous, but the program is transformative. Go visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com. You'll be able to read about it. You'll be able to get your own set of healing codes or the set of healing codes so that you too can heal yourself from the inside out. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, what do you think that darkness is about? What do you think the light is about? And how much of each do you think you have in your life? Stay tuned. We'll be with Alex Lloyd.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Okay.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk Radio to Thrive by Dr. Alex Lloyd joining me here today. You know, for those of you that are listening, boy, I'll tell you, we keep talking right through the break. We've got a lot to talk about. I want to make sure all of you know that if you want to find out more about the healing codes and actually get the program, which I would recommend to everybody, go to DrAlexHealingCodes.com and check it out. Dr. Alex, you were talking about light versus dark. You walk into a dark room. All of a sudden, you turn on your light, or, you know, in many cases, we now have our cell phones that we can turn on, right? And all of a sudden, the room lights up. And, you know, we don't think much about it, but you started to share a bit with us.
Yeah, it's a great illustration of a universal principle, and it's a healing principle that everyone needs to be aware of. And so the answer to the question, and the question was, when you turn the light on, where does the dark go? The answer to that question is, it no longer exists. And you were saying it, Dr. Pat, energy is never eliminated from existence. It changes form.
Right.
So when you turn on the light, the darkness energy no longer exists. It has been transformed into light. Okay, now, how does that apply here? Well, let's go back to our illustration of talking to your knee or talking to your knee swelling or arthritis or frustration over your knee or whatever it is, okay? And for years, you have been pouring more and more fear, anger, sadness, frustration into that, which is where it came from in the first place. When all of a sudden you shift and you start pouring love into the knee and into the frustration and all of that, what happens? Here, I'll tell you what happens. The fear goes away.
Yeah.
Just like the light, just like the darkness goes away when you turn on the light, the fear goes away when you turn on the love. All right? And here's the deal. When the fear goes away, sooner or later, the physical manifestation of the fear starts to go away. Now, it may take some time because it took some time to get here, but it won't take nearly as long as it took for the problem to develop. So we should be doing that, Dr. Pat, about everything. We need to try to rid ourselves of everything except love. And be. I read a story about a guy who was diagnosed with a terminal illness at a pretty young age. And that's what he decided to do. He said, you know, I've been fearful and angry and all this stuff all my life, and I know if I keep going this way, I'm going to die. I can just feel it, and it's not going to matter what the doctors do. And he made a commitment, I'm going to rid myself of everything but love. And according to his story, it took him about a month to do it, and he was really focused on it. And so every unloving thought he would have, whether it's anger, fear, sadness, worry, low self-worth, whatever, he would start loving it, all right? And he would turn it to love. And when you do that, the fear no longer exists. And after about a month, he could not find anything else in him except love. His terminal illness healed. He lived another 40 some odd years, well into his 90s, never one time even visited a doctor, and was in great health the whole time. And that's the only thing he did. So we need to rid ourselves of anything but love and use the healing codes to go down there in our human hard drive and find those viruses that are causing us to live in fear and anger and all those things, and heal them.
Well, I mean, this is really, you know, for a lot of people listening, you know, we actually like to have a format to get some help. And that's what the Healing Codes program is all about as well. I mean, there are a lot of folks that are thinking about this, and I don't know if you're like me, but I just did the whole love my knee thing as you, Dr. Alex, were talking about it, because I totally related. Something really interesting happened when you were describing that individual and what you were saying to the knee. It's really kind of interesting. I did not say it out loud, but just by hearing those words
right
in my psyche, my knee pain went away.
That happens every time I demonstrate this. After
Is
we
that
finish,
right?
After we finish with the people up front, I'll say, okay, how many of you out in the audience just had your pain go away? And there'll be hands that go up all over the place.
Right. Well, that really gets back to the idea of energy. Now, let's talk about the Healing Codes program for a minute, because I know that your program is used all around the globe. I know your book is a bestseller, but you've also created a format for people that are like me that actually need a format, want information, and, you know, want to make sure that our bodies are operating at an optimal level. Tell everyone a little bit about the program, the Healing Codes program.
Sure. I'll be happy to. Dr. Bruce Lipton from Stanford Medical School has said, based on research there at Stanford, that if what you are doing to try to turn your life around, whether it's health or success or whatever, if that thing that you're doing is based solely on willpower, the odds of it being successful to you for you are over 1,000,000 to 1. Okay, now that's a sobering thought.
Oh, my gosh.
But I believe that. And if you're listening to this, just think about all the things that you've tried in your life that haven't worked. And I bet you most of those were based on willpower. And I think that's one of the values of having something like the Healing Codes that has nothing to do with willpower, is not based on willpower. It is a physical mechanism that that we discovered in 2001, and it is the healing codes are the discovery of four healing centers on the body that, to our knowledge, have never been discovered before. It's not acupuncture, it's not meridians, it's not chakras, it's not Reiki, yoga, it's not affirmations, it's not nutrition, it's not exercise. We have clients in 50 states, 143 countries, and that's probably the only thing we've never heard is I've seen this before. It is a totally unique, one-of-a-kind program. You activate those four healing centers in a particular sequence depending on the problem. That's where the code part of the name came from. So you go to the back of the manual, and you'll find hundreds of possible problems there listed in alphabetical order. You find your problem, doesn't matter if it's physical or non-physical. There'll be a picture. There'll be a page number beside that. You go to that page number, and you'll find the code, which means the priority sequence to activate those four healing centers on your body with your fingers. You'll find the code on that page. The average code takes about 6 minutes to do. It's very, very comfortable. You can do it lying down. You can do it sitting up. You can do it standing up. You can do it going for a walk. We've had people say they did it in the while they were waiting at a fast food drive-thru. We don't recommend you do it while you're driving, but no. About anything else, you can do it. There's no discomfort at all. No, you don't have to jump up and down, rub your tummy, and pat your head at the same time. None of that, okay? And you get in the program the codes for any issue you could ever have in your lifetime. There's not any refills. There's not upgrades. You get everything you need for yourself and your family. And I take nutrition as a comparative example, Dr. Pat. And I take a couple of nutritions that are about $50 a month. And so I have four people in my family, and so if I want my whole family to get the benefit of that, and I do, that's $200 a month every month. Well, the healing codes, I think, is $199 one time for life for your whole family with a one-year money-back guarantee, because we want you to have already gotten your results before you're on the hook for the purchase. And about the only packages that we get mailed back to us are still in the cellophane. If people try it even once, they usually don't return it, because typically people experience a shift pretty quickly. But you get everything that you need for yourself and your whole family for life. But the code, for instance, if you have cancer or Lou Gehrig's disease or heart disease or whatever, the code is not for that tumor or the physical part of the issue. It's for the underlying energy pattern, because that's where it started. And if that changes, it starts a chain reaction that ends up with the physical starting to change too. So we've had people all over the world report healing from about every kind of cancer you can name, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, heart disease, diabetes, MS, I mean, you name it. But everyone who had those results was working on those underlying energy patterns, which are part of your memories. those energy patterns and the memories are kind of all wrapped up together.
Right. So, well, you know, this is really the power of this for a lot of people. I love that you used the example you used of the gentleman with the knee pain and the arthritis, you know, because first of all, it's a chronic illness. And what I mean by that, it's been probably been with him a long time. So for him to, and should I say this, you know, skeptically move ahead and just try that exercise and to have those results, it is a demonstration of what we started to talk about, shifting energy, being the people, you know, all of us have the ability to work with energy. What is it going to take for us to move ahead with confidence in this area, Dr. Alex? What is it going to take?
You know, Dr. Pat, that is a fantastic point because, and that's something that's so sad to me.
Yeah, me too.
Because you're right. All of us have the ability to do this. All of us can change darkness to light and fear to love. All of us can do that. But we've been so ingrained with I have to have a pill or it has to be surgery or it has to be, you know, this or that, that we don't even try or we think, oh, there's no way that can do anything. Except, I was about to say, Dr. Pat, except placebo, but now standard medicine is saying the best we can do is placebo. But we have the ability to heal these things. We've just been brainwashed to believe that we don't. But we do. Well, and so, yeah, I mean, that simple little thing that we demonstrated tonight, I would say just try that as sort of maybe a little bit of a litmus test for you. And you know, your pain or whatever it is may not go down to zero. It may go down from 8 to 4 or something like that. But even if that's all it does, let that be a little bit of proof to you that these things can change, and they can change with just a little bit of effort, and they can change without pills or scalpels. And then get the healing codes and start using that tool that can go down in there and find those things automatically, the ones you don't know to think about because they're in your unconscious, and heal them.
Well, let's talk about this from a spiritual point of view. I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't really, you know, take a walk on the wild side with you. Well, the reason that I bring it up is because, you know, part of my own healing journey, you know, has a very, very strong, Dr. Alex, spiritual foundation, meaning, you know, faith and trust in the universe and the laws of the universe and the healing power. And, you know, there are some of my listeners that, you know, email in and they remind me of, you know, what Jesus said, greater things than these ye shall do, ask and you receive. I mean, we can go on and on and on. You know, there are spiritual practices, philosophies, you know, if you will, in the world that really talk to the power that we have within, don't they?
Well, absolutely. And you know, you talk about Jesus and you know, one of the things he emphasized was love. And it's what, according to ancient manuscripts, he lived, not didn't just teach it, but he lived it. And that's at the heart of most spiritual teachings in the world. And so it shouldn't be a surprise to us that love can really heal. And so, you know, maybe it's never occurred to you before to love your knee pain or to love your frustration or to love your depression or whatever. But maybe that's the takeaway for you tonight is to let me challenge you a little bit to just think about that. I mean, your problem comes from fear. I mean, we've been told for 30 plus years that 80 to 95% of all illness and disease comes from stress, okay? That includes arthritis, it includes the big gun terminal illnesses, it includes almost anything and everything, okay? Well, the other name for the stress response is the fear response, okay? So when you think about your knee or your depression or your whatever, and those thoughts are fear-based, fear, anxiety, worry, anger, etc., frustration, you name it, it's just logical. That would make it worse. And it's also logical that if you turn around and do the opposite of fear, in other words, turn the light on in your dark room with love, that the fear is going to diminish. Well, if your fear diminishes, that's what suppresses your immune system. So then your immune system has a better chance to heal your knee or whatever your problem is. So maybe the message tonight is, what have you got to lose to try it? I mean, is what you've been doing working for you? And I would challenge everyone, you know, think about that. See if it's logical to you. If it is, hey, just try it. See what happens.
If we're talking to people like me, you know, people like a couple of friends of mine that are in fear and in pain. And, you know, let's talk about pain. You know, pain can be physical and it can be emotional pain. And we know when we're emotionally in pain, right? I mean, Everybody on the planet, I think, has had a broken heart at some point in time in their lives.
Right.
So that you got to ask the question, though. If you are in pain or if you're in that condition, then by default, whatever you're doing is not working, right?
That is right. Yeah,
so what do you got to lose? So
yeah,
what do
absolutely.
We have to lose to try this on for a bit?
That's right. And the answer, of course, is you don't have to lose anything. And so that's why we've been so excited to have people come from all over the world, because we're seeing lives change very easily and very simply and very quickly all over the world as they apply these principles and realize, I can change this, and I can change it pretty doggone quick.
Well, this is really what's exciting about this. And, you know, it's not just conversations that we have, but you are having demonstrations all over the world. I mean, there are people that are using the healing codes and are willing to, you know, put their reputation on the line for it, for the results. I want to ask you a question. I mean, we've talked about a lot tonight. I want to make sure everybody goes to DrAlexHealingCodes.com. Check it out. What's the message? I know that this 60-minute program that aired was transformative in a lot of ways for a lot of people. What's the message, Dr. Alex, if, you know, for everyone out there that, you know, has pain, is suffering, is not living the life that they want to live, period?
Well, I would end it where we started it, and that is your problems at their root are nothing more than an energy pattern, and it is easy to change an energy pattern. One thing on that demonstration I do that we went through tonight about the knee pain thing is lots of times people will come up after they've already volunteered. You know, they're not sure what they're volunteering for, and they'll say, but wait a minute. I don't feel love for my knee pain. I don't feel love for my inflammation. I don't feel love for the frustration, okay? And you know what I tell them? I tell them, that's okay. Just say it, all right? Well, when they say it, it activates memories and love mechanisms that are inside them, and their pain goes away anyway. And then in time, they really start to feel it and believe it and say, hey, I like this thing. What's the next pain I can get rid of? What's the next
problem
I can get rid of? So to me, that's the takeaway. Your problem at its source is nothing more than an energy pattern, and those things can change easily.
And
when they do, everything else starts to change. Before long, the physical is starting to change.
Well, and then the other part of it is, you know, we're all like from Missouri, you know, show me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's the idea. I mean, what you just demonstrated tonight, I think, is absolutely a demonstration of the power and the brilliance of your work Of course, Dr. Bruce Lipton. And boy, we got to give Einstein a shout out, don't we?
One of my favorite guys, absolutely.
Thank you, Dr. Alex, so much for joining us here today. I want to mention everybody one more time. Get a copy of the book. You can go to Dr. Alex, healingcodes.com for the program. Check out his website. People that want to get a hold of the book, what's the best website they should go to?
One thing you'll find there, if you go to Amazon and read the reviews, is we have more five-star reviews and fewer one-star reviews than virtually any other book in our field that you can find. And, I mean, even all the big names, we have more five-star and fewer one-star. And there's people all there, and there's hundreds of them, and there's people all over that site telling real stories of how they've healed using this program.
I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Alex, for joining us here today. It's incredible.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Well, we covered a lot in this show tonight. And I want to just tell you, make sure you get your copy of the Healing Codes like I did. Make sure that you know that you have the ability to heal from within. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Boxes way too high, overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken north and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said. But don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday. Somehow.